Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's good to be with you. It's my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening. We're glad you're here, and we got a lot of good things lined up for you today. Let me tell you about what's coming up the rest of the day. Ed Yordan's going to be with us in just a second, and we're going to talk about outsourcing. We're going to continue what I call an honest debate about jobs. And then in the next hour, we got Tom Robbins, who is with the IRS. And believe it or not, the IRS is not your great-grandfather's IRS. Well, maybe some of them are still like that, but basically the IRS is realizing they need to help out small business owners, and they're doing that. They've got some new products they want to talk to us about. And then Philippa Games is going to talk to us about our websites and how to create an emotionally connected website. Have you ever thought about that? Well, that's coming up in the next hour. Right now we got Ed Yordan. Ed, are you there? All right, we're working on Ed. Ed is the new author of Outsourcing, Competing in the Global Productivity Race. We got Ed coming up in just any second now. One of the things, folks, that many of you will remember is that back in the early part of the year, I started hearing some pundits and some politicians talking about the outsourcing issue and the globalization issue, and they were saying some things that I felt was dangerous. I felt it was toxic talk. And it wasn't productive for anybody. And what they were saying was they were trying to blame other people for what's going on in the marketplace, the realignment of jobs, the changing of some of the industries, the many industries in our country literally being transported overseas. That's been happening. And, of course, when that happens, jobs are lost and people have to be redeployed into other assignments. And so what I started talking about was what I called an honest debate about jobs. And this is the discussion which I've had with Ed Yordan has been part of this, and others have, other smart people have, where we explained what's really happening with jobs, not only in the United States, but around the world. And lo and behold, Ed Yordan has written a book about the topic. It's called Outsourcing, Competing in the Global Productivity Race. He's with us now, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ed Yordan, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, Ed. And I was just telling the audience about what I've been doing this year. I've been having what I call an honest debate about jobs. I have been trying to make sure that we get the message out that and you've been part of this discussion during the year once or twice, trying to get the message out that people who have been displaced because of outsourcing, because of globalization, most of it is not anybody's fault. It's a natural progression. It's a natural way of things. And the reason why I've been sort of disturbed by some of these pundits and politicians is because when they make the case the way they do, it makes people feel like they're victims. And I think that's a negative attitude, and it doesn't help people get redirected. And I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, I think you're right. It also implies that there's some kind of sinister plot going on.
Yes.
You know, a lot of it is blamed on greedy corporations. That Lou Dobbs book is
right.
Entirely about that. You know, and unfortunately, the way our economic system is set up, corporations are supposed to make profit. It's very informative if you actually visit some of these countries like India, where the jobs are being outsourced to, and you meet some of the people there, and you find that they're just like you and me. And
that's right.
Yeah, they'd like it to get a job, and yeah, they're going to compete, and they don't have any apologies to make. And that is even more interesting when you realize that, in fact, the majority of outsourced jobs that leave your neighborhood, wherever that might be, are not going overseas. They're going to some other part of the United States.
Right.
You know, and we don't seem to begrudge that. If somebody in Seattle takes away a job from somebody in New York, well, that's just competition. But if the job ends up going to Bangalore, well, then all of a sudden you feel like a victim and you feel like somebody is, doing something evil to you. And
but nobody minded when Mazda built a factory in South Carolina, or when Mercedes-Benz built a factory in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Nobody minded that, did they?
Right, right. Well, the other aspect of that I talk about in my book is something I refer to as the Walmart factor. Nobody objects when you go into Walmart or Kmart or any of the discount shopping stores and find that you can buy a pair of shoes or a shirt or something at a very competitive price because the job got outsourced to some other part of the world. If we really were consistent, we would only buy American and so on the way some of the auto companies tried to do back in the early 70s. It turns out society doesn't work that way.
Ed, I haven't read Lou Dobbs' book, but I wonder if in that book he mentions anything about how our standard of living has been improved by globalization and by outsourcing. And I'll get you to answer that on the other side of these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend Ed Yordan. His new book is called Outsource. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Ed Yordan is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and his new book is, and by the way, folks, Ed's written a couple of dozen books, sold something under 5 million copies all over the world, and he's one of the experts in the area of technology. He actually is in, and I think it's called the Computer Hall of Fame. Yeah, the Computer Hall of Fame, along with Bill Gates and some other folks who kind of rise up to Ed's stature in this industry. But he's an international expert and internationally recognized consultant in the area of information technology. One of his most famous books was The Decline and Fall of the American Programmer.
There you go.
That was the one. That was the controversial one. Ed, people like Lou Dobbs, I think, are dangerous because they make it sound like outsourcing is only happening in the United States. It's only happening, it's only hurting Americans. When the truth is that there's a realignment of jobs all over the world, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been following news articles ever since I started working on this book, and you see the same number of articles in England and Australia and Canada that you see here. As you say, it's a global realignment. Because high technology jobs and sort of knowledge-based jobs can be accomplished almost anywhere where you have access to telephones and the Internet, they're shifting out of Germany and out of England to Russia or Eastern Europe or India or places like that. So it's not just us by any means at all.
When I tell anybody who will listen which country has lost the most manufacturing jobs in the last 2 or 3 years, it really surprises them. And I'm sure you've said you've had the same reaction, haven't you, when you've told them that? Tell our audience which country has lost more jobs than any other country in manufacturing.
Well, actually, I'm going to have to depend on you on this one. I don't think I've got that one in mind.
China.
Oh, really?
China has lost more jobs than in manufacturing than any other country in the world. That's a report that was out. It's been out for about a year or so now. And it talked about, I think the U.S. has lost like 10% of manufacturing jobs. China's lost 15% manufacturing jobs. And the reason is, and I wish I could say the name of the report. I just don't have it on the tip of my tongue. The reason is one thing: productivity, technology, productivity arising from technology.
Yep, and that in turn is usually a matter of investment and education. I wouldn't be surprised if it shifted to other parts of Southeast Asia, to the Philippines or Indonesia or places like that. That's very interesting.
Well,
yeah,
it is.
Nobody.
Go ahead.
Yeah, nobody is safe from this phenomenon. And when that gets right down to the individual, I think that's another dangerous part of the kind of Lou Dobbs books and things that we've been reading. If you think you're a victim and think that this is an evil plot, then it's easy to say, well, I don't have to do anything about it.
Right.
The government will take care of it for me.
Well, or there's nothing, or nothing that I do will make a difference. I can't. In other words, getting retooled, getting reeducated, learning new skills, thinking of your of yourself in a 21st century marketplace. The danger of people like Lou Dobbs and others out there. And I've been I'm not picking on Lou Dobbs today. I've been doing that all year. The danger of those guys. The danger of those guys is that they make. They make people feel like victims, and when they when you feel like a victim, you don't take measure, you don't take your life into your own hands. You're more likely to wallow in whatever kind of you know feelings that you have, and not make any progress.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the strongest advice I've got in my book about all of this is to be proactive. You know, rather than sitting around waiting for your job to suddenly disappear because your boss tells you that you know it's been sent overseas.
Right.
You better get up off your rear end right now and start figuring out, you know, am I at risk? What do I need to do about it? Do I need to go back and retool my skills? Do I need to look around for, you know, a kind of job that would not be so vulnerable to outsourcing? But, you know, you really got to take responsibility and take it right in your own hands.
What, folks, the book is called Outsource, Competing in the Global Productivity Race. Now, this is a brand new book just out in the bookstores right now, isn't it, Ed?
It's just trickling into the Amazons and so forth. I just got a dozen copies of my own about 3 days ago.
Right.
Yeah, so
well, thank you.
You can certainly order it from any of those places, but it's just coming into the bookstores now.
Thank you for launching this on our show. Ed, what advice do you have for small business owners in this global, as the jobs around the globe are moving around and the impact that it's having on the global economy, what advice do you have for us?
Well, you know, the advice for small business owners is not a lot different than it is for individuals. Again, you got to be proactive rather than sitting around, you know, in victim mode, so to speak. You've got to figure out what your cost-benefit value is to your customers, especially when they start coming to you and say, you know, I can get the same service or the same product four times cheaper overseas. You've got to be able to say, well, but my quality is four times higher, or I'm four times more responsive, or I understand your needs four times better. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't come back with an effective answer, then you're in trouble. And you've got to take a look at the kind of service and product your small business offers. If it's a commodity, then the
you're
inevitable
in trouble.
Consequence is it's going to end up going somewhere else. So you've got to figure out, and the great thing about small businesses is that it is easy to find a niche. You know, if you have to provide a paycheck for 100,000 employees the way General Motors does, that's a lot harder. But if you're a small business with 10 employees, you better start looking for a niche that cannot be done so easily by a competitive small business in China or India.
Well, and we can also take a commodity that can be created anywhere in the world and wrap a unique way of delivering that commodity and make something special. It's make something that,
exactly.
that almost can't be outsourced.
Yep, you customize it, you localize it, you provide it, you know, with hands-on service. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Ed, stand by. We'll take a quick break, folks. Ed Yordan is our guest. He's a good friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. The book is called Outsource, Competing in the Global Productivity Race. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ed Yordan is our guest. And ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go to Ed's website, which he's going to give us in just a second, because he's got some great information there that will help you. I really believe that whether you're a small business owner with one employee, and that's you, or if you've got, you know, five employees or 25 employees or 55 or 105 employees, you need to realize that the 21st century is different than the 20th century. And if you're still thinking about your business model, the way people thought about it in the 20th century and not in the 21st century, I think you're a dinosaur waiting to become extinct. And that's Ed, I call that tough love. That's about as tough love as I can give them. And I will tell you that if you'll read some of the stuff that Ed tells you, that Ed talks about in his articles, on his website, and in his book, and the new one is called Outsource. If you'll read some of the things Ed talks about, your eyes will be opened. Now, I'm not telling you it's going to help you find a customer today, but it is going to prevent you from thinking in the old-fashioned way. You're going to be thinking in the 21st century. Ed, give us your website, please.
It's the same as my name. It's www.yourdon.com.
And we can find you. I know you got quite a few articles there, different things that you write all the time.
I've also got a survey that people might be interested in seeing on attitudes towards outsourcing. It's pretty visible right there on the lower left-hand corner of my website. And it's an ongoing survey to see how individual workers and employees feel about this whole business of outsourcing. That's something else that small business owners have got to keep in mind, that while they're making their plans, their employees, the ones who are at least awake about all this, are making theirs. So one of my survey questions says, for example, how loyal do you feel toward your company in today's climate of offshore outsourcing? And it turned out that roughly 50% say that they feel either moderately disloyal or totally disloyal. And part of that is because they assume their boss is not being straight with them. So there are about 10 questions like this. You might want to see what people are answering.
All right.
And fill out the survey yourself. So, yeah, there is a lot
of information. Are the current results listed there as well?
Of what people have said? You can click and see the current,
results. What the indications are. By the way, folks, I mentioned a report earlier when I mentioned that China was the big loser in jobs. I found it in my, it's in an article. If you want to look at my, on my site, look under in our intellectual property journey from memories to megabytes. The report is called the 2003 Alliance Capital Management LP report. And it was it talked about the 20 largest world economies from 95 to 2002, how the loss of manufacturing jobs broke out, and all of those, basically all of those 20 countries, Ed, had lost manufacturing jobs. And it wasn't because anybody did anything wrong. It wasn't because anybody did anything sinister. In fact, it was actually what I consider to be something very right, and that was to take our intellect, develop a tool, a lever, to make something quicker and easier and cheaper, and for everybody to benefit from that. Ed, what's wrong with that?
Well, in the global scheme of things, no, nothing's wrong with that at all. I mean, if you happen to be the person whose job has been lost, you may have a different attitude, but like we've been saying all along, you've got to be proactive and see the tidal waves coming at you soon enough so you can get out of the way. Because now it's not just manufacturing jobs. I mean, that's the whole thrust of my book, is that now it's any kind of knowledge-based job that involves moving information from one place to another, not just making widgets on an assembly line.
Right.
And that can happen a whole lot faster because you don't need to invest $10 billion to build a widget factory. You know, a knowledge-based competitive company can be set up overnight, and suddenly you find you've got yourself a brand new competitor on the other side of the world.
You know, Ed, I'm writing a piece right now about the difference between when we transition from the industrial age to the information age, and I say that started in earnest about 30 years ago, and then about 10 or 15 years ago, we morphed from the information age to the digital age, which is the digital age, in my opinion, is kind of the information age on steroids. But the first change from industry to information changed companies and people. The second change, the second morphing from the information age to the digital age, it changed industries and nations. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And that's also been, I think, a result of telecommunications and the internet. You know, as we start to represent, you know, our knowledge and the way we do things in businesses in digital bits, in such a way that we can just transport that anywhere in the world, you're right, it changes whole nations, and that's what's going on right now. And we'll continue, I think, for another 20 years.
And the key is going to be redirecting, re-educating our workforce for the 21st century jobs. Ed, we've got more to talk about. I want to talk to you some more about your book. Will you come back another day soon and talk to us?
I'd be delighted.
Ed,
I'd be delighted, thanks.
Thank you, Ed. And the website is yourdon.com. The book is Outsourced. Ed, thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Ed Yourdon, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.